99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
The 42 degrees. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 9 to noon every single Saturday. We have a guest in the studio, and Jerry is in Carson City, and he knows our guest, Ms. Terry Huffman. Jerry, tell me about Terry here.
Well, actually, I'll introduce Terry for you in just a second, but I was just driving. I'm on my way to Reno, and I wanted to stop in and remind people that if you're not doing anything today, it's kind of a cold, gray day. The Nevada Premier Sportsman Show is going on downtown Reno. I stopped by yesterday just briefly to see if I wanted to come back, and yeah, I'm going back up there now. It's a nice sportsman show. You can take it in. Got a bunch of stuff there for the kids with Endow is there. A lot of hunter, outfitter, clothing gear, lots of locals there too in the Nevada or hunting apparel and that sort of stuff. So that'd be a good thing to take in this weekend. It's going on today and tomorrow at the, what's it called downtown?
The Reno Event Center. Used to be Center Street. It's at 401 North Center Street, right next to the bowling stadium.
And there's parking right across the street, $10, but you can might be able to find parking
and walk a little bit.
Yeah. So, stopping by. And then I heard Terry was coming on. So,
well, there's also Capital City Gun Club, too, hosting their fun shoot today.
Okay. Lots of stuff going on, and
yeah, for sure.
But just want to stop in, say hi, plug the sportsman show, and Terry can fill you in on what happened in Douglas County this past week. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you today?
I'm doing good, and I'm going to scoot out of here. John will take good care of you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Terry Huffman is, folks, okay, here's the bill. It's SJR3. This thing is sitting in the Nevada legislature. I think our job is to put a fire on their butt and get this thing going. This is a bill to bring a convention of states here to Nevada. A convention of states. It's already been finalized in 19 states in this country. What is this? What is this convention of states? What's it going to do?
Okay, so our organization is Convention of States. And the convention is the convention of the states. I know it's complicated, but what it will do, it will gather 34 states say they want a convention of the states. Then Congress is obligated to pick a time and location for the convention. Then it will be just like a legislative session. It's very calm, controlled, not runaway. And it's just a convention where they'll be divided up into committees and they'll work on three different things: term limits, overreach of the government, and fiscal restraints, like balancing your budget like every household has to do.
This is an awesome idea for just like, what, one person from each state or a contingent of people from each state?
It will be a contingent, delegates, or
delegates.
They call them delegates. They have another name. I forgot it. But
and these are not like professional politicians or like we have in Congress. This is of where the states all get together. And if we can get them all, the things we could get done. Why are you so passionate about this? I mean, it's just going to be a meeting between states if it works out.
Well, the reason I'm passionate is because there's a lot of misinformation out there saying it's going to be a runaway constitutional teardown. I think they actually called it a constitutional convention, which it is not a constitutional convention. It's a convention of the states. It will be run just like the legislation is. They will have rules. Either they'll use Morton's rules or Robert's rules. So they will break off into little committees. Each state is allowed to send as many delegates as they want, which they also call commissioners. But when it comes to voting, only one vote per state.
Okay.
It's just like in the Congress.
And you're not out to change the Constitution, but you do want to add some amendments?
Yes, we need to add three amendments, categories.
One is term limits.
Term limits, and that's not just for Congress. That's for everybody. That's for the Supreme Court. That's for all the bureaucrats in the background. And whoever said that the Supreme Court could have a job for life? They're wheeling people up there that don't even know their name that are voting on things that affect us in our life and in our state. We want to bring the power back to the state.
Now, the states that have approved this, and I said 19, and I'm looking at the list of 19, and can I say these are basically all red states?
Not all of them.
Let me see. Georgia, Alaska, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arizona, North Dakota, Texas, Utah. Yeah, I would say it's pretty much a red lineup there.
It leans a little red, but actually Republicans are not the ones that are proponents of it. We have had red states that just flat out refuse to do it, and that's what this state is. We have a problem with a lot of left-leaning organizations are fear-mongering, and it actually feeds down to us. So
you're not going to find any professional politicians for this. Come on, term limits.
I have a lot of them.
Do you really?
Actually, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, helped get it through Louisiana.
Okay.
And
well, how's your reception been in the Nevada legislature?
It's, well, the five senators that are on our committee are non-committal. They're like, show me more, show me more, and we're showing them more. I don't have a good feel, but I'm persistent, and our group is persistent. We have a big rally on April 8th down at the Capitol, and we have our president, Mark Meckler, speaking, and Stavros Anthony, our lieutenant governor, and Jeff Stone is our supporting senator. He's our sponsor.
Why do we even need permission from the Nevada legislature? Why can't the states join your organization and each come up with their people and everybody gets together in one place without the legislation, legislators having a voice in this?
Because what we're doing is following the Constitution, and that's very important. We want to follow the Constitution.
Okay.
And in the Constitution, Article 5, Part 2 of the Constitution says that when the states are upset enough, they can call a convention of the states. And that's what we're doing. And a lot of people are saying, well, they're going to take away the Constitution. Well, it's in the Constitution that we can call this convention.
All right. So term limits, number one. What's two and three again?
Term limits and government overreach and fiscal restraints, like balancing the budget instead of spending all our money on these outrageous, well, I won't even go there, the things that we've been seeing on the news. And I did notice, I actually Googled the last time we went to war officially. The last time that Congress claimed a war was World War II. All these other things have been armed conflicts. Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, all of these are armed conflicts. Nobody ever voted on going there and spending money. And right now we're in a proxy war with Ukraine and Russia. None of the American people have voted on spending our money and our children's bodies on these wars.
Hallelujah, sister. I wish more people. I've been barking about Ukraine here for a couple of weeks, and I just stopped doing it because I didn't feel it connected with people. But you're so right about this. The money that's gone into this and what we could have done with that money here. And my gosh, schools, homeless, whatever. We want America first. And that's why the election turned out the way it did. Listen, I lived through Vietnam, so I see the same thing happening again. It's like we didn't learn the lesson from that last time. So what, you have been calling me, you've been emailing me, you're obviously very passionate about this. So what was the thing that triggered you to really, the thing that you were so upset about to work so hard to get this Convention of States action together in Nevada?
I think it is the lack of being heard as a state. I feel that the states are not being heard. I do not like the way the federal government is treating the educational system. I don't, what they've done to the educational system is criminal. The EPA is terrible. We have our own environmental protection system in Nevada, and we as Nevadans can protect ourselves. We don't need the federal government to get in our business.
Oh, my gosh. With all the regulations now and red tape, we can't build anything. We can't build a bridge. We can't build a rail line. It will take 25 years to do anything like that. China does this stuff in a month.
The worst spill I've ever seen was from the federal government in Arizona. They were cleaning up a mine in Colorado, and the federal government EPA was cleaning the mine. It broke the dam, and all the sludge flooded down the Colorado River, which is our drinking water. It turned the Colorado River kind of a limey green foam.
Why did they break it?
Incompetence.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, EPA didn't really have any business. I mean, if you submit the plans and they can take a look at the, but to be there and futz around with everything?
They were actually doing a cleanup of the mine.
A cleanup of the mine.
So Arizona or Colorado, whatever state, should have been doing it for themselves.
All right. Well, what are the odds this will pass the Nevada legislature, this SJR3?
I think it's very good if we have a lot of voices call in to the legislators, to their senators, their assemblymen. Go to NILS, put in an opinion on SJR3. You just go to Session 83, legislation, and Senate.
What is NILS?
NELIS, NILIS. It's the Nevada Legislative Office. You just put NELIS, Nevada. It comes up and it tells you all the bills that are in session right now. You make sure you click Session 83, the 83rd session.
Yeah.
Then you go down to legislation, and then you go to Senate resolutions and pick SJR3. You see the top of it on the far right. There'll be a little button that says opinions. And for a state that doesn't want it, we have an 80% rating on positive for the bill.
Yeah, I don't really see anything bad about this. It's not going to cost a dime, right? Nevada doesn't have to fund this.
No.
Right?
The only thing that comes out of a convention is an amendment, a piece of paper. There's nothing to be afraid of. The fear mongers are just unbelievable. So you have a convention, you make a decision on it. You have 34 states decide to have a convention. 26 states say a simple majority to pass a proposed amendment. And then 38 states have to ratify it. 38 states have to agree that this is a good bill.
I think the fear mongering to a great degree comes from the term limits. What are you doing?
JBS.
What's that?
John Birch Society.
Okay. Okay. Who was the friendly senator who submitted this bill?
He's a wonderful man, and he's from Las Vegas, and his name is Senator Jeff Stone.
All right. Well, okay. Are they ignoring this bill in the Nevada legislature? They won't bring it to a table, right?
It's just sitting on the desk, and it hasn't got a hearing. We just want a hearing.
Well, then how can we prompt this thing to move?
Oh, call, email, put okay. your opinion on NELIS.
Do they really read those?
Yes, they do. And okay. I talked to Senator Stone the other day and told him we were at 80%. And he was like, I'm so excited.
Really?
He was really excited.
All right. And does this work? You just walk the halls and talk to?
It works.
Does it really?
It does work.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad you told us about this, and whatever little help we can give you to push this along, I mean, being on the radio with our big audience and everything, should really help. Terry Huffman, do you have a website where people can read more? And I hope this website has a little link to where people can go to that NELIX thing. Do you have something on the internet?
We have conventionofstates.com.
Convention of State, that's simple. Okay.
Conventionofstates.com. And you want to take action, and you sign the petition and volunteer to work with us.
That's good.
Please show up on the 8th between 11 o'clock and 1 on the, I would say the lawn, but now they have a brick front of the legislative building.
Sure. Well, anybody know a legislator, let them know what Terry is saying here and how this could really benefit us here in Nevada and not cost us a dime either out of our pocket. Action. Convention of States, action. I like it. Action you put in red letters. Oh, Terry. Yes. All right. So nice meeting you, Terry.
Nice meeting you.
All right, dear. I'm John Potter, live and local, opening up the phones, open topic. Starting now, got a lot of things to talk about, local stuff. If you do, call me, text 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1021.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
So here's an interesting fact. Did you know we don't have to say yes to every developer who comes along turning Northern Nevada into East Bay Area? Really? Yeah, true. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910. Haven't checked the texts yet, but I promise I will after Fox News, which is coming up in a few minutes. Okay, today, getting into news today that affects all of us, the president's plans for steeper import taxes remain fluid, but he promises they're going to take hold after temporary delays. His suspended tariffs on many goods from Canada and Mexico are set to take hold April 2nd, with more import taxes on other products in countries coming soon. And this is the part they don't put on the news. And for 4 years, the United States has had a trade deficit in excess of $1 trillion. That is basically wealth leaving our country. In 2024, we lost $171 billion to Mexico, $63 billion to Canada, and $216 billion to the European Union. And also, don't forget the benefit they have of not having to spend a ton of money on their defense. And this goes for NATO countries as well. They have been plundering us, the U.S., for years, and it's about time. We had a president that is doing something about it. But many choose to not learn the facts, or in the media's case, not show the facts, and just continue to criticize the president. And it's all this one-sided stuff. It's you would think that we're being such bullies, throwing these 200% tariffs on poor defenseless countries that wouldn't think of doing the same thing to us. But they have been doing it to us. I know. I grew up in upstate New York, and I saw the dairy tariff from Canada cripple and bankrupt the poor upstate New York farmers who just wanted to sell their milk and cheese to Canada. They were like 200% tariffs, and nobody ever talked about it. But it really hurt New York State, and ultimately, as it gets big with all these tariffs, ultimately hurts us terribly. It really does. The goal to these tariffs is to bring back manufacturing, bring back jobs lost since NAFTA, and supporting our farmers and truly buying local. All these people, these young people who said buy local in Reno. This is the real buying local when you talk about buying from America. So he's doing the right thing. He's standing up for Americans, and we have to fight back. And sadly, I think we're like 50-50 divided on that with public opinion. I had an older gentleman call up a while ago who said he's upset about the – well, I'll get into this later. I got some calls to take care of. Let's go to Jay calling from Sparks. Hey, Jay. John here. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, John. Good morning. Your conversation about getting a good steak reminded me of us going to the Colonial Inn, which was on Arlington and 2nd yeah. Street, I believe.
Yes, Colonial Inn. It's like a timeshare place now.
Yeah, I know it. The Reno Rag, I mean, the Reno Gazette would give you a 2-for-1 every week on that.
Really?
So when I was paying, I was up there, and there was a gentleman in front of me, and he was from out of town. He asked the taxi driver where he could get a good prime rib. And he suggested the Colonial Inn, and he was paying for his meal. He said it was not only the best prime rib in the city, that was the best prime rib he's ever had. And he was a world traveler.
1970s, yep. Colonial.
Yep.
I don't think they even have a restaurant now, do they? It's just all timeshare units, yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'd like to mention another thing. I saw on the news to where they have a committee here in Reno that their job is to attract companies to come to our area. Why would I be happy about that? With the roads as congested as they are, why would I want them to attract more companies here? For the revenue, we're $12 million sparks in debt. The city of Reno's $24 million in debt. Why would, if it's not helping, why bring more people here to ruin my way of life being a local?
And the sad thing is that growth just does not pay for itself. But you know what? It's government's nature to want to get bigger, especially them. And they want that money flowing into their coffers. Although to the individual, I don't see the benefit. I'm like you. And it ends up costing a lot more with roads and schools and such to build that infrastructure. And like I said, coming out of that commercials, it's an interesting fact that did you know we don't have to say yes to every developer who comes along turning Northern Nevada into East Bay Area?
Amen.
Well, we don't have that voice, apparently. I appreciate your call, Jay, and keep
right,
listening.
John.
All right, take care, have my friend. We're going to break for Fox News. Open topic, folks, 884-9910. I will check the texts, too, during this Fox News break. And I'll be back. This is all live and local. We have tickets to give away, too, starting at 11 o'clock with our 11 o'clock guest for one segment. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1031.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on these radio stations. As promised, check the texts during the commercials. And let's see what we have here. Okay, John, steakhouse you forgot, Bundocks, great pepper steak. $14.95, he remembers, or she remembers. I never got to try Bundocks. No, I was spending too much time at Pioneer Inn Steakhouse, Circus Steakhouse, Presidential Car at Harold's Club, and, of course, the great Harrah's Steakhouse. And, by the way, now that they say this time they're going to really build what used to be Harrah's downtown Reno, Just keep the steakhouse, okay? Just bring it back. You'll bring more locals there who would love it.
Yeah.
Including,
hey, I do have one correction, though, John.
Yes.
You said that
just
where,
one?
Well, actually two. That where the Gentleman's Club is was the Ponderosa, not the Pioneer.
Oh, yeah.
The Pioneer was where the Washoe County parking lot is right now on South
Virginia.
Yes,
the Ponderosa, and the sign had the little pine trees on it.
Yep.
And,
the hotel, the non-smoking hotel.
Yeah. Well, where was the Pioneer then?
Pioneer was where the Washoe County parking lot is, just south of the court facility.
Okay.
It was right, that whole area was the Pioneer Inn.
All right. I'm glad you're around. Is this call ready?
Yeah, this caller is ready, yes.
All right, let's go to Michael calling from Reno. Hey, Michael, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You know, we talk about growth in this town and attracting people, and what we do is we continually attract people that don't want to live our way of life, and they want to live their way that they said they wanted to leave because they liked what they thought we had here.
It's comical. You're right. They I love Nevada. This is just what I love it. And then why don't you have this? And why we had, you know what we had where we come from, and you should do this and you should do that. And then the weird laws start showing up with Cortez Masto taking a lot of Newsom ideas and pushing those along and even voting against the bill that would stop men from playing in women's sports. That is so not Nevada, you know? It's just amazing to me. But I've seen a lot over the past 70 years, Michael. Anything else?
Yeah, to the point about the developers and that gentleman saying that, you know, all they want to do is build. The thing that is that when a developer gets all his yes votes to go ahead and build houses or low-income apartments, because that's all we seem to be building, they don't contribute to the infrastructure of the city or the county or the state. They don't contribute. All they bring is more stress on the services that are around. So then everybody thinks that because you're getting property taxes and those things, it's going to take care of the infrastructure. But it doesn't do that because it's never equal, because the developer is not building a school. They're not building a firehouse. They can offer you a fire truck, but that fire truck just keeps on giving, because every time it rolls out to go fight a fire, there's money that has to be spent to keep that fire truck going. So
why can't we get a developer to help build a school or help build a park? If they really want to come here, and other cities have done this, but we end up holding the bag and holding the bill, you might say.
I believe it's written into our laws that they're not able, or that they don't have to, or however you want to go ahead and frame it. I believe that they're not, or we don't have the ability to go ahead and have them do that. And like I say, all it does is put pressure on things not being taken care of, i.e. our roads. This is the worst the roads have ever been in this town. And if the federal government with Trump right now goes ahead and pulls back all the money that's out there for the infrastructure, you know, the road building and all that stuff, 395 North, for example, might be another 10 years before they get that finished.
And do you know the cost, how much it costs to widen 395 through the North Valleys, and the cost of their proposals to possibly widen 80 because of the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center backing up traffic on 80? We're going to have to find us. Do you know, we're into billions of dollars right there. And this is why now we're hearing talk about a possible Nevada toll road going from Sparks to, I think, the South Reno or Industrial. I don't know. The mayor is kind of pushed. Can you imagine a toll road in Nevada? It's got to be stopped, folks. But wise words, Michael. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for your time.
Just keep it Nevada.
You brought up a subject that triggered a memory here for me, that because just literally toll roads in Nevada, there's a scam out there. And I got hit with it this morning, but I know better because I was paying attention, that toll payments. That
now, you're, really?
Your fast pass.
Your
fast pass, you've been ticketed. And it says the governor's having whatever sent out notices. We have no toll roads in Nevada, not a single one. So don't fall prey to the scam of being a FastPass, especially since I'm not a FastPass user, even if I was in the Bay Area.
You said you kind of fell for that?
Well, I started to look at it, and then I go, FastPass. Nope, not me.
Okay, good.
No, I would never. I always double and triple and before I click any links.
You know, people keep telling me about, oh, you ought to talk about this scam going around. Is it just me? The one smart thing I guess I do in life is spot a spam or a scam easily.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. I mean, you just look at what the real address is of who sent it.
Don't click on it. Just hover over it and it'll pop up. It'll show you what the true address is. You know,
They are getting smarter out there.
Yeah. Now, as far as your phone's concerned,
Something
we had, this is something that we'll have to do with all of our contests temporarily, is I don't know if you got my email on this.
Yes, I got this, yeah.
Okay. That was when we do contests and you text in, we cannot reply to that text from the system. The systems of the big three telephone companies have now set up, as of, I think it was this past Monday, they have set up that you have to opt in to receive text from somebody. As far as like a business texting you or your doctor's office texting you, you have to have an option on that screen from the doctor or whoever that says opt in or stop to end or something to that effect. And that means we cannot reply to you. So what we have to do is now with contests is you text in. We can get that because it's an individual. And then we have to call you back to verify that you're the winner. So if you don't get a call back, I'm sorry at this time, but you wouldn't be the winner. But be prepared. The winners will have to be called back. So in our ticket giveaway at 11 o'clock,
Right. It's out of our control.
Yep.
We have to do that. That's a stupid, stupid thing.
Although it does, I do have to say that I have noticed a lot less spam texts coming into my phone.
Okay.
And that's what it was designed to do, is kill the spam texts.
Any more good news?
Hey!
Actually, we're getting into, like, gripe session here.
Oh, yeah. Well,
anything else, yeah.
Yeah, well, you were going to go on to text messages, so probably a good thing to do to right now.
Let's get into more of these texts. Let me see here. Here's somebody who writes, we are learning interesting things about John this morning. He detailed familiarity with the inside of a strip club and what it's like to be pepper sprayed. That I did. Folks, if you just joined us, I'm sorry you missed that conversation. That was at about 9:15 this morning. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Always keep him wondering. Okay, next text. Bear with me. I apologize. Yahoo Mail is not easy to navigate anymore. Okay, generally, John, how much a month would a senior or a junior need to spend a month for health and rejuvenation? I don't know. I guess that was a question directed maybe to Derek when he was here. Look, now I get messages for the show from next door. I'm on nextdoor.com in my neighborhood, and now I'm getting alerts that people are messaging me through nextdoor.com. And I tried during the commercials to read the messages, but nextdoor.com wants this stupid second stage authorization where
the two-factor authentication.
I have to get my frickin' phone out and write a code down and send the code back to them. The next door, were you full of yourself? You think you're that important with all your little silly lost cat reports and stuff that you need this high security? It's complications, just like the one Craig was telling me about on the texts. All right, next text. John, Walmart has canned boiled peanuts in the canned veggie section. I thought they used to, and I haven't seen it since, but I'm not interested because canned boiled peanuts are nothing like the little sandwich baggies of boiled peanuts that I would buy in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, from the old black gentleman in the parking lot of 7-Eleven. There was just nothing like it. John, how's a $2,500 two-bedroom apartment low income? And I should not have to pay rent to the government for my house and property tax. Thanks. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me see. Next text. Thank you, Yahoo Mail. John, the Pioneer had the Iron Sword. Oh, that's right. The Iron Sword Steakhouse. Very good. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about and not the Ponderosa. All right. Let's go to Chris calling from Reno. Hey, Chris. Good morning. I'm glad you called.
Hey, John. Love the show. I wanted to comment on that text. I was recently in the Bay Area, and they've got, like, goofy lanes for all different kinds of needs. And I got that text a couple of days after being over there, and it almost got me. I almost clicked on it. I'm not prone to this kind of stuff. But it was very convincing because being in an area that already had that kind of those kind of goings on, you know, it almost pulled me in. But if I could, I'd love to comment on the development here locally as well. I I feel like Reno, in a lot of ways, is that nerdy kid in junior high who became hot in high school, and the parents didn't recognize that, and our city council is supposed to be those parents. And I feel like in a lot of ways, they're not getting back in return. They're not chaperoning us. They're not watching over us the way that they should be as all this development is taking place. We can't push back on the development, but somebody should be chaperoning this thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about this? When I was here in the 70s, I never even heard of what an HOA is. And HOAs have taken over. I got to talk about that next. Because thank you, Chris. I'm going to let you go. I got to bring this up because Donald Trump, rumor is going to be signing an executive order to ban homeowner associations. I'm going to get into this and where this comes from after the break. Okay. In the meantime, feel free to call or text 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1050.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
You know, it's not my job to police the internet, but I just saw somebody posted a recipe for cauliflower cookies, and I reported them for harmful content. It's, yep, guilty as charged. I'm John Potter. Okay, will Donald Trump be signing an executive order to ban homeowner associations? Rumors about President Donald Trump planning to sign an executive order to ban homeowner associations surfaced on social media this month. It was posted, and comments overwhelmingly came out in support of the idea. One person wrote, quote, "I agree with President Trump. All the HOAs are wrong and unconstitutional. HOAs are managed by leftist fraudsters. I was told to remove my President Trump flag and remove the 2024 election signs. They told me that I need their approval first. It's sickening and outrageous. I pay my property tax and mortgage on my house, and I can't even fly my president's flag without approval. But if the neighbor's kid is hitting my windows with their basketball, that's okay." And there's so much more crap like this, the person wrote. The people who are seriously pushing for an executive order to ban HOAs are saying that they are largely unconstitutional. And yes, I think this effort just might be coming from all the videos of the HOA neighbors ripping down people's Trump flags. What do you think? 884-9910, text or call. Of course, I have some experience, like you, with HOAs. It's funny because, as I was telling the last caller, when I lived in Reno in the 70s, we never heard of such a thing, HOAs. And then after 10 years, I was in Vegas and elsewhere, and I come back in 2001, and what are these? What? They're everywhere now. What happened? You know, when I first moved here into a house, this is how it used to be. Moved here into a house in 1977. I had just regular old neighbors stopping by to introduce themselves. Yeah, they used to do that. And they would be the ones to tell me in a friendly way how I was not doing things right for the neighborhood. You know, I'm the new resident on that road. And this guy, he's like, I've lived here on this road 43 years, and I got to tell you, we don't put our garbage cans there. And I'm like, well, okay, thank you for coming over. I remember that one of the first things I did at my new home here in 77, I installed this American flag in my front yard. And this guy knocks on my door, and it was at night. And I answer the door, you know, how you doing, neighbor? And he chit-chats with me a little bit. But then he kind of scolds me because I did not display the flag according to United States service protocol, whatever service he was in, which I understand it, you know, if you served or something. And I totally respect that. But he was like, you know, you got to have that thing illuminated or take it down or blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, sir, forgive me. You know, I never served. I don't know the flag code, but I will educate myself on it, and I will do my best to do this up to whatever standard it needs to be. And then I was like, which branch were you in the service, sir? And he goes, oh, I was never in the service. I'm just a little bitch. That's what he said. And so, but really, seriously, I would probably lean toward being against HOAs, but that's probably out of ignorance, you know, not knowing the value that they could provide to homeowners in these neighborhoods, you know. So anyway, time for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local. We have a guest lined up. Craig, are they there or here? Or?
She'll be calling me back shortly after the top.
Calling. Okay, on the phone. That's where how we're going to give away tickets. That's up after Fox News 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 10:58.